And now, let's join Maggie Linton on SiriusXM Urban View.
Well, welcome back. Over the years, we've heard more and more about shark attacks, but rarely do we have a chance to talk with someone who has survived one. Our next guest is Nicole Moore. She did have a death-defying recovery and shares her journey with her memoir, Shark Assault, an amazing story of survival co-written with Peter Jennings. Both are from Ontario, Canada. Nicole was a nurse before the attack, and Peter is an author and host of a TV talk show, Be My Guest. Welcome both. Welcome, Nicole.
Hi, thank you very much for having us, and hi to all you fellow Floridians there.
Oh, thank you, and welcome also to Peter.
Hey, Maggie, thanks so much for having us on, and Happy New Year to you.
Well, thank you, and Happy New Year to you both. All right, Natalie, we got to start with you, because this is truly your story. You were on vacation, doing a little winter and a snow bunny type of thing, huh?
That's correct, yeah, a winter getaway into Cancun, Mexico, with a bunch of friends of mine, 10 of us, in fact, and just enjoying the sun.
And then you stepped into the water at the wrong time.
I did. I just finished a game of beach volleyball, and I had gone into the water to rinse off the sand. And I was only about waist deep in the water when a shark came along and attacked, decided to make lunch of me.
Wow. And, you know, the thing is, you were there for fun and everything, but in a sense, your need to survive truly kicked in.
You mean once the shark attack happened?
Yes.
Yeah, the very first bite came along, or a shark came along and bit my leg. It bit my upper thigh, two quadriceps, two hamstrings, clean off like it was going through butter. And then it came back and it attacked my arm, and it actually swallowed my entire arm in its mouth. And my instinct came in, as you said, to fight back. And I just wound up and punched that thing right in the nose. Right, Peter?
Maggie, I can't believe that. Nicole tells this story all the time. And I go, where the heck did you get the moxie to hit a shark in the nose?
Yeah, that's the thing. I guess it's something you kind of hear about, but you hope you never have to do.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Everyone's worst nightmare.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Well, I love the water, but I don't even know how to swim. So, you know, I would probably be doing just what you were doing, just kind of wading out. Did it feel like slow motion to you?
Absolutely. Time felt like it was standing still, and just sheer terror in that water, wondering. Like everyone else that's in the water, and you wonder what lurks beneath. You just wonder, well, is this going to come back and finish me off? Is this how my children are going to lose their mother? It was just sheer terror, and it felt like an eternity. But I was cognizant. I was alert and orientated enough to know that I had to keep on moving one step in front of the other.
Yeah. Peter, how did you meet Nicole?
Well, Maggie, interesting story. Nicole was doing a presentation about what had happened to her to a service club, and a friend of mine was there. She couldn't believe, first of all, the degree of terror that happened with these two shark attacks, but secondly, she couldn't get over the fact that Nicole is incredibly positive and a happy person, and she really inspires other people to be that way despite what has happened. So my friend went up to her afterwards and said, "You got to write a book about this." And Nicole said, "Well, you know, other people have suggested that, but I don't know anything about writing. I don't know anything about publishing. I have dyslexia, which makes that kind of thing a little awkward." And my friend Sharon said, "Well, look, I've got a friend who's an author. Can I put the two of you together? I think you'd hit it off. I think he could help you." And Maggie, three years later, Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival, is the result.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, this book is amazing. And you like you talk about how she told it with such calm. It starts out kind of being calm, you know, background history on Nicole and family and things like that, how she met her husband, Jason, all that kind of stuff. And then, bam, the story just takes off. And it makes people a little cautious about being really assured of going into the water.
Well, yeah, that's true, Maggie, although what both Nicole and I like to stress is what happened to her is extremely rare. statistically, you are more likely to be hit by a bolt of lightning than you are to be attacked by a shark. That's how rare this is. And Nicole, you have an interesting stat that will appeal to the female listeners.
Yeah.
I often joke that you have a 1 in 11.5 million chance of being attacked by a shark. And I can see some of your listeners there in Florida going, yeah, right. But it's true. It's very, very rare. And since they've been keeping statistics in the 1850, over 90% of those people that have been attacked are men. So I keep joking with everyone that, don't worry, ladies out there, I've taken one for the team. Not only did I survive, but I'm a woman.
Yeah. Well, you talk about also, yeah, when you were attacked, how it was such a shock to your system, you didn't really feel the pain initially.
I don't recall feeling any pain at all during the attack. Not at all. It was in complete survival mode, in a fight or flight mode.
And once it happened, talk about a surfer dude and things like that, but talk about what you did initially right after that, after being taken to the hospital.
Into the trauma room, you
mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, once I rolled into the trauma room, there was a bit of a pause. Well, there was a battle about insurance coverage, and I'm wearing a bathing suit, so I can't tell, and I can't breathe because I've lost so much blood. I've lost over 60% of my blood volume, so I wasn't able to breathe, and I couldn't tell them about insurance. But they did step into gear, and they were able to get the know-how now to start saving my life.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Is that what you had meant?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Because, like you said, your arm, your left arm, was barely there at all.
Correct. I didn't lose it till after, but it was barely attached. Yep.
And you also, blurry, getting ready to lose consciousness. Everything about you is in distress.
Yeah, it was, I mean, obviously, no one is meant to survive, as Peter often says, meant to survive 60% blood loss. I'm very, very fortunate to be here, but I was also even more fortunate to be able to use my nursing. I'm a registered nurse, so to use my nursing knowledge and to try not to panic, try to control my breathing as much as possible, try to conserve my energy. On the beach, I was directing people to my care. I was telling them, you know, what needs to be tourniqueted as best as I could.
Yeah.
So I was very, very fortunate.
Well, once again, we're talking with Nicole Moore. It's her memoir, and it is Shark Assault, an amazing story of survival, written with Peter Jennings. And it is just an amazing book of survival. Because of you being a nurse, though, you knew some things that were right and wrong. Like you were talking about the tourniquet. You didn't want somebody to come in with a rope and try and do that because you had already stopped it.
Well, people on the beach were using whatever they could find.
Yeah.
They were using, you know, T-shirts. They were using cords from their shorts, whatever they could find. And I was okay with that as long as it meant I was not losing any more blood.
Yeah, exactly, because you were already down.
Go
ahead.
I'm so amazed at the selflessness of people in time of need, at how people can just give of themselves during that time. That absolutely touched me and blew me away.
Well, you talk about the people who came to your rescue almost immediately. And they each were, like you said, selfless and were there to help you. And also, just being in Mexico was not the best place for medical care in the first place, was it?
No. We did have quite a lot of challenges with the medical care. Peter, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, there's an organization, it's actually out of Spain, Maggie, called Hospitan, and they run a number of hospitals. And there's no question that the team in Cancun saved Nicole's life, but the quality of care was certainly questionable at best. She was in the hospital for 5 days. She made it back to Toronto, to one of the Canadian hospitals there, Sunnybrook, and when they opened up the bandages on her arm and her leg covering up the wounds, seawater and sand poured out. So this hospital in Cancun, as I say, they saved their life, but their quality of care was certainly not commensurate with what we in Canada would expect.
Yeah, you don't expect to open up a bandage 5 days later and see the results of seawater and sand. Listen, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, more with Nicole Moore and Peter Jennings. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Welcome back to the Maggie Linton Show on Sirius XM Urban View.
We continue with a shark attack victim, Nicole Moore, and author Peter Jennings. The book we're talking about is Nicole's life. It is Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival. I guess the best thing that could have happened to you was Sunnybrook Health Sciences Center in Toronto. And the first two people to see you there, Jay Clavio and Hasimi Hosogo. And then you move on to Dr. Snell, Dr. Laura Snell. Peter, talk about that.
Well, the two nurses who were with Nicole for all of the many operations that she had over the months that she was in Sunnybrook were really quite inspired by her. Both of them were relatively new at the nursing game, and they recognized that Nicole herself was a nurse and had been a nurse for some time. So they were learning from her. In fact, as these many operations on her arm and legs, leg rather, took place, they were also incredibly inspired by Nicole's positive attitude. I mean, Nicole was told that her arm would have to be amputated, and she said, "Okay, well, let's get on with it." Well, most people would retreat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also Dr. Laura Snell, who is amazing surgeon. I spent a lot of time with Laura interviewing her for the book, and she too has seen many, many operations, but she said she's never met anybody like Nicole, who was so positive and so upbeat and accepting of her fate and saying, "Hey, we got to move forward. We got to just move on and get on with it." So all of the doctors and nurses who dealt with Nicole were kind of blown away by her very positive attitude.
There are some horrific pictures in here of your arm and leg. I mean,
did Peter not give you a warning ahead of time?
No, none. And I, you know, when I first start going into a book, I kind of just thumb through. And when I got to those, I go, "Oh my God," because I don't think there are many people that have ever seen the results. You hear about what happens, and I was attacked, and blah blah blah, and you see the final scars after everything is healed. But I've never seen it. The before.
Maggie, in fact, Nicole has shark teeth bite marks on the femur in her leg. That's how deep this animal bit into her.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
The other thing, Maggie, that you know, we've already said about Nicole losing 60% of her blood, which we as humans are not supposed to survive. The other thing is that a shark's mouth is full of pathogens.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the shark biting into her leg and then her arm. You have the shallow water in the ocean. Who knows what's there? She's eventually pulled in by a guy on a jet ski and kind of thrown face first down into the sand of the beach. All with these open, gaping wounds, all of these things could easily have presented, you know, incredible infection into her body and killed her. So she's an amazing person and very lucky to be alive.
Yeah, definitely. Nicole, your willpower to live just was beyond almost everybody's thoughts, wasn't it?
So that's what everyone kept saying after. I mean, to me, it was just a case of what choice do you have? I mean, people think I'm this superhuman person, but I'm just someone that was forced to face a really bad situation. And you just go day by day as best you can. I just chose, which is everyone's choice, and that's what I try to talk about quite often. I just chose to face it with a positive attitude.
And you talk about also, you know, the will to live also included wanting to be with your children and family and everything. But yes. Going through rehab was another whole thing for you, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a very, very long journey. Definitely the rehab was, I mean, the whole thing was very traumatic, but the rehab was very, very long. I, fortunately for me, like challenges, and so I would just focus on, well, what's the next challenge? Is it getting out of bed? And so then I would focus on getting out of bed, and then it was, let's get up to a chair, and then it was, let's take my first step. Just focusing on little things, and that's how I tackle that very long rehab. But my drive definitely was my gratefulness for being alive, and then, of course, having, you know, great family and friends to live forward to, a full life to look forward to.
And Maggie, if I can just go back,
sure,
to your point, because Nicole and I, we have a little disagreement, shall I say.
Yeah.
And I guess in some ways she is normal. She was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But certainly I feel that, and it's one of the reasons I wanted to write this book, was to capture her amazingly powerful spirit of optimism and hope and happiness and joy in life and to keep moving forward. So as a friend of mine says, if Nicole is the new normal, there are millions of us out here who are screwed.
Yeah, but that's one of the chapter titles, Life Interrupted, The New Normal, because your leg was operated on how many times?
Oh, too many times. I'd probably say a good dozen, 12 to 15 times.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I had to relearn to walk. I have to still at this point. I deal with chronic lymphedema, chronic pain. I have to be sensitive to cold and bumps and trauma and dog scratches. And then I have to relive life with one arm. I have to try to figure out how to do even the most simple, basic things. Like the very first time I was able to go to Starbucks and get my cup of coffee, I walked back to the car and went, huh. How do I open the car door if I'm holding a coffee?
You put it on the hood just like everybody else does. And I can't tell you how often I've seen not just Starbucks cups, but many other cups being driven off, you know, because somebody forgets to take it down.
That's right.
Yeah. So that happens. Peter, you were going to say?
No, I just, again, it's a testament to Nicole that if you were to see her walking around right now, Maggie, you wouldn't know that she had had anything done to her leg. And that's, she's had some and continues to have physiotherapy to help her with that. But it's also a part of her just powerful, you know, optimism and let's get over this. You know, I can walk around with a limp or I can work really hard and get over it. And as I say, if you
were to say you and get back into heels.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't even want heels, and there's nothing wrong with me because you know I don't need to be cute. I just need to be functional. Talk about the Warrior Dash, which you also do. Talking about, I'm like, you need to go get help.
Maybe I wouldn't disagree there.
Yeah,
the Warrior Dash is. It's just a short, it's a mini race. It's only 5K, but it's 5K of obstacle courses up the side of a mountain. So you do silly things like crawl under barbed wire and jump over fire and climb walls. And that race presented itself to me. And I looked at it and I said, you know what? I think this is something I want to try. And I planned on doing it a couple of months after a reconstruction I was having on my leg. And I figured a couple of months, like 3 months, would be enough to get this done. Unfortunately, my wound didn't heal. But my doctors, who at first discouraged it, said, why is this so important to you? And I told them that it's an obstacle course, and I needed to prove to myself that obstacles aren't going to stand in my way. And that team, for a good month, nurtured me through healing. And in fact, a few days before, because my wounds just were not healing, my surgeon reopened up my wound, debrided it, double sutured it closed so it wouldn't tear during this race. And then we worked for an hour to come up with a special dressing so that I could do this race. And I completed it all but two obstacles. And I have done so every year since to try to motivate myself, but also to inspire other people to keep on going and don't let obstacles stand in your way.
You are a true inspiration. Once again, we're talking with Nicole Moore and Peter Jennings. Her memoir is Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival. And Peter, you also put in here just a lot of information about sharks in general. And talk about Dr. Eugenie Clark.
Yeah, Jeannie Clark was a wonderful lady. Unfortunately, she passed away earlier last year at age 93. But when I talked to her, she was 92 years of age. She was still scuba diving, and she was one of three or four of the world's top shark experts that I talked to in terms of researching the book so that we could recreate how, in fact, these two attacks on Nicole had happened, because, as we've already said, they were very rare. And by the way, Maggie, if I can just go back for a minute when you're the Warrior Dash and Nicole needing to prove things to herself, your listeners will be interested to know that she, within, I think, a couple of months of this awful incident happening, she went back to Cancun and walked into the water in the exact spot where this had happened, simply to prove that she was a master of her own domain.
Yeah. You know, they when it was explained that you going into the water to wash off the sand alerted the bull shark that it may be good food, maybe another shark or a fish or something in peril. So I say go to the hotel and wash off. What do you think? Huh?
I think absolutely not, Maggie. Absolutely not. I do not, please want my story to incite any type of fear or to stop people from going into the water. Millions of people enter into the ocean without anything going wrong. And sometimes things go wrong. It's just like driving a car. Sometimes things go wrong, but you can't stop driving or commuting to and from places. So I really don't want to incite fear. In fact, I want to incite the belief in oneself that they can continue to get through anything and to motivate them to live their life fully.
Well, you certainly have done that. Your book is amazing. And all I can wish you is, you know, continued healing and happiness, and looking forward to hearing more from you. You also have a blog.
Yes, I have a blog. It's More to Life. There's a technical issue right now for the listeners that might be trying to search for it.
Okay.
We're hoping to get that fixed pretty soon. But it does chronicle my entire recovery from almost the first day that I came back from Toronto. Fortunately, it is in the book as well, all the blog entries. Peter was smart enough, wise enough, as he often is, to put that into the book. So people can find it also in the book as well.
All right. Well, listen, thank you. I've got to thank both of you and get out of here. But a really wonderful book, folks. Many thanks to Nicole Moore and Peter Jennings. Her memoir, again, is Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival. It's available at Amazon.com, other locations, including Peter's website, pjauthor.com, pjauthor.com. And keep checking. Eventually, it's going to be up, moretolife.com.